Hi, is this Mark?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Mark. My name is Abel. I'm one of the sales managers here at Local Splash regarding the Google marketing. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much. Thank you for waiting as well, too. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to help you with the opportunity to be on the first page of Google to fill that one position that we do have. It seems like you've been addressed with Shahik, and he mentioned the opportunity to be on there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Great, great. So, Mark, I see that your business name is MD Property Services. What exactly do you guys specialize in? What do you guys do?
We do water and fire damage restoration.
Oh, great. I had a friend that was in that industry. It's and also I experienced a bad experience as well too, smoke damage. So yeah, they had to call a company like yourself to come out and restore it and everything else. So it's not fun.
Yeah,
it's not a fun situation. Yeah, Mark. So been there, done that. All my clothes was damaged. You know, we had a the appraiser had to come up and And they give you a percentage of whatever the damage is. They don't give you 100% of whatever it is on your clothes and everything else, furniture and all that good stuff. So they do cover their home.
You didn't get 100%? You didn't get 100%?
No. No, they give you a percentage. Not even 90.
Not even after you repurchased your typically depending on your policy, once you repurchase.
Oh, okay.
They pay you what they call a depreciated value, but once you repurchase that, I don't know, it's a pain in the ass, but you got to send in your receipts and they'll pay the best difference.
Well, that's the thing that nobody really knows about that. I was never told that because once the adjuster comes and does that and you give them all the information and everything else and give them an expected price, what you pay, because you don't have the receipt for stuff like that. Like you said, they give you a percentage, and I think it was like maybe 35%, if even that. And it was just, it was a mess. You couldn't clean them. You couldn't clean that clothes. I mean, the smoke and the smell of that, it was electrical fire. It was a Christmas time electrical fire. You know how it is with the plugs and all that, too much excessive plugs. It started in one room and then it just smoked the whole house and it was just a nightmare. A nightmare. It was a fire, of course. They turned it off, but the smoke just damaged the whole house, and that's when you guys come in and do the whole, taking care of the whole house as far as, construction is concerned. Property damage. So I understand that. I truly understand that. And I experienced it and it was horrible. But, I wish I would have known that, Mark. I wish I would have known that.
Yeah,
but like you said, this is California. Let me see where you're located. Where are you located? I should have been in your state. What state you're in?
Indiana.
Indiana. Maybe it's a particular policy in Indiana.
No, it's probably just some of your insurance adjuster probably neglected to tell you.
Wow.
Right.
Oh boy. Well, it was horrible, man. Horrible. So what's the distance you're willing to drive for these jobs? What's the maximum?
Right, 20. Let's go 25 miles.
25 miles, okay, let's do that. I'm gonna go under your top category. Fire and water damage restoration, okay, because that's a category. And we're going to Google search this under your services that you do, see what comes up. And then your zip code, too, as well. See if you guys show up or, maybe the competition. That's exactly what we're offering you, that opportunity to be in that first page of Google. Because, with this, the restoration part, we had to get three choices. We were allowed to get three companies involved, and then the insurance company, pretty much says, okay, yeah, they're all right to do it. So let's see. Under the restoration. Are you with any particular company by any chance?
Beg your pardon?
Are you affiliated with any company or any company you're working with, any insurance company now?
No.
No? Okay. All right, so everything is independent. You're an independent contractor.
Right.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this? It's a unique industry.
No, I've been, that's probably why, because I've been doing it since I was 19. So.
Wow. So you have plenty of experience. And then, of course, you're a contractor as well. Yeah. How many people you have working for you, Mark?
Just five.
Just five? Good. Okay. All right, so under this category, it's Anderson and Anderson appeared on the first page of Google. Let's see the other company.
Yep, I used to work for him.
Did you really? Oh wow.
Yeah, before.
How long?
Well, before he was Anderson and Anderson, he managed the company that I was at.
Which one was it?
Penn and Son.
Okay. Do you guys also deal with mold removals and stuff like that as well, or you stay away from that?
No, I'll do it.
You do it, yeah. Yeah, that's another thing too. And that's a dangerous job. You gotta do it right, you know, mold removals. You guys gotta be equipped, put your mask on, put everything on, and make sure that doesn't, you know, you guys get it, you know, damage in your own bodies as well. I've been in an apartment, believe it or not, Mark, that's another thing. I rented an apartment, and my wife is very sensitive to her nose, and she starts sneezing, and she says, there's something wrong. There's a certain smell. And then we told the property owners that we're going to get somebody to check, like, you know, a mold removal. And they found it. They found it in the restroom on the bottom. And my wife said, we're out of here. We're out of here. So we broke the lease under those circumstances because it's harmful. And she was already, it was already affecting her, Mark. So it wasn't like something to fix it now. No, we were like, no, we're bailing out now. We're leaving now. You guys deal with this nonsense. We're not going to stay here. Even if you fix it, she wasn't comfortable, Mark. So it was pretty serious as well. So two experiences of things that you've done before we experienced ourselves, and both of them were harmful. You know, they were never good. It was never a good experience.
Right.
But it's part of life, man. It's part of life. So that's another category. Right here I see SCCS, mold removal. So you know those guys?
Nope.
No, okay. They're also showing up. Yep. Those are the two categories that are showing up right now. Two guys, two companies. So you'll be on the third opportunity under those particular keywords. So I see a distance here. I'm looking at the map. Two things that we could do under the radius, we're just going to keep it local, 20 mile radius from, your zip code. And this would include just your, local SEO, search engine optimization to get you on Google. You're entitled to 15 keywords. We'll optimize you on the first page of Google with this and also put you in 60 different directories. So all your information, MD Property Services, your phone number, your services and everything else. Days of operation, your reviews, everything will be all the same straight across on all these directories. You're going to have access to a dashboard. The dashboard allows you to see how many calls that you receive, either email or calls from your marketing campaign. And we're also going to build you a web page and website. Do you have a web page currently?
No. Okay. Well, there's probably some out there that I had done before, but I don't have any idea how to manage them or who's got control over them.
Okay.
Or anything else.
All right. So we'll be able to do that for you too. Before and after is very important. And we'll put all those pictures. If you don't have any pictures yourself, we'll put stock photos of the actual damages, you know, of these particular homes. Mm-hmm. And then of course stock photos of the results as well, you know, fixing it up. But you definitely got to show pictures of the damages, you know, the smoke damage, the water damages,
right,
the mold damages. So people are visual. And once they understand your type of work and they got a visual to go with it, they're going to go, oh, my God, this is a company I need to call. And, of course, you'd be the first one to communicate. And then it's up to you to do the contract or not, because you're going to be the negotiating with the owners. Now, do you guys do commercial as well or strictly residential?
No, we'll do commercial.
Good for you, Mark. Good for you. So there's no limit. And that's another key word. Residential service, commercial service, and then you go back and forth. Whatever you do in one industry, you could do the same in the other industry, which is two different, you know, segments of it. Residential, commercial. So that's a good thing. So that's going to be part of your keyword search and everything else. So this promotion, we do as a month-to-month basis. It's $199 on promotion right now, and that includes that website and webpage. It includes 15 keywords. Get you on the first page of Google under those keywords. And also optimizing you on the top three. So you're not going to be like on the bottom of the page. You're going to be in one, two, or three. It rotates. And that's our job to make sure.
Okay.
Yeah. The web page is going to be custom built to your liking. So if you don't have the photos, we have stock photos and we'll take care of you in that sense as well. Okay. The radius, the maximum is you're looking at is 15 to 20 mile radius from your zip code. So we work based on zip code or your city. And then
okay.
It works from there and it spreads out from there. Northeast, west, and south. Well, you're close to the lake, so you're not going to go too far north. You go around it, but you won't go, like, straight up. You'll go around it, you know, Michigan City, Oakland. Yeah.
20 miles. Well, 20 miles shouldn't get me, should not get me all the way over to Michigan City, but it probably shouldn't even get me that, maybe to Hammond, but.
20 miles?
Yeah.
Okay. So all right, but Hammond is going west. What about east? Michigan City's east.
Oh, Hammond should be due north of me, straight north.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah, north, correct. Yeah. Because I'm looking at your starting point in Crown Point. Isn't that Crown Point?
Well, Lowell, Crown Point is the next town north of us, so it should cover Crown Point.
Yeah, Crown Point, Merrillville, Valparaiso, Westville, Wenatha, Portage, Gary, Hammond, Fort Frankfort, and then south would probably be maybe Del Monte is probably south.
And
then
Del Monte.
And then I'm looking, and I'm thinking the loop from Westville, maybe you might reach Michigan City or Lake Laporte. Laporte?
Yeah, I don't need to be that far. I don't necessarily need to be all the way over in Michigan City.
Right. Okay. Well, it's 20-mile radius. So you're looking at 20 miles. So if it doesn't reach it, then it's not going to incorporate that as well. But it's within 20 miles. I'm looking at the map on a Google map. It doesn't give me the miles. It just shows me the city. It shows me where you start from. And then I'm basically asking you because you know your city better than mine. We're based out of California. We've been doing this for 18 years. So one of the things we... Huh? Excuse me?
I couldn't hear you for a minute.
Oh, I said we're based out of California. We've been doing this for 18 years. So one of the things we do is because we work with Google, we always get this Google Maps, and it shows us from your zip code where it works and where you basically branch away as far as, the cities. But it doesn't give me the miles on the map. That's why I ask you, are these particular cities like close enough to you to drive 20 minutes or something like that? Or 20 miles.
Oh, yeah, we are doing a job in Michigan City right now, but it's a...
You are? See? Okay, so give me an example of that particular job. What type of service is that one?
Well, we burned it. The house burned. We didn't burn it down. The house got burned down, and we just were rebuilding it, so...
You're rebuilding it. Okay. From scratch.
Yeah.
Wow. How long is that project going to take?
It took way too long because the municipality held us up.
Yeah. The permits?
Had to wait 8 months for a permit.
Yeah, the permits, of course. Yeah, when you deal with cities, it's not an easy task because you're dealing with the exterior. When you deal with the interior, Mark, you don't deal with the city when it's interior because you basically just remodeling because the structure is still the same. So when that house that I told you that smoked, they had to take the drywall out. Mm-hmm. Of course, it was all interior, so there was no. There was no permit needed because there was no additional structure like a roof or patio added on or redone. Because when you do a roof, you have to get a permit. You have to get an inspector to see the roof to qualify because it's a roof, exterior structure.
Right.
Everything that they did was interior, the drywalls, the flooring, the carpets, the whole thing. It was a mess, man. Even the rewiring, too, on some of the walls because of the burn, the fire that caused it. But it's all internal. So that job was different than your job. Your job, because of that particular structure, was burned. You basically had to start from scratch. You were a contractor from scratch.
Right.
How much did that one cost? How much did it cost for the client?
$150,000.
Yeah.
A small house is about 900 square feet.
Oh, you're kidding me, Mark. Is that how much it costs over there in Chicago?
Yeah.
You guys sound like California, man.
It's close, not as bad, but it's close.
Hey, we're moving out because we can't afford it anymore. Things gotten out of hand in California, Mark. Everybody's moving to Arizona, Florida, Texas.
Right.
Now I know. I definitely not going to Illinois. Huh?
I wouldn't recommend Indiana. It's freaking cold here, so...
Yeah, but the cost of living is a problem. You can't afford a home anymore. Gasoline is super high. The cost of expenses on the food is astronomical, Mark. It's just changed in the last couple of years. It was never like this. Never. I purchased 5 homes in my life and remodeled and sold and everything else, and I can't afford it anymore. The last 10 years has just changed. Yeah, and I'm 50 years old, Mark, so it gives you an idea. I started at 25. Yeah.
Right.
So let's, let me help you with this, Mark. It's something that, you definitely, you'll be found. We'll get you on top three on the Google Maps, searching down optimization, 15 keywords, 20 mile radius, web page and website, and also you'll be able to have access to your dashboard with the monitoring of how many calls and clients that you're receiving calls and emails as well, too. So what do you think, Mark?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. What's your last name, Mark?
Wolgemuth.
How do you spell it, please?
W-O-L-G-E-M-U-T-H.
Okay. W-O-L-G-E-M. I got to G-E-M.
M-U-T-H.
M-U-G-H. Okay. Got it. Okay. And what's your email address, please?
Is mdpropertyservices@yahoo.com.
And services with an S?
Yes.
Perfect. I like that. MD. That's good. Medical doctor of the property services. It's good. At yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone number that you want to appear in your first page of Google, which is the main number?
219-712-7712.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay. We could do that. And your time zone is the central time zone? I'm in California. We're 10 o'clock right now. What's your time zone? What time is it now?
We're central. I can't even see my 12 o'clock.
12? Okay, got it. Yeah, your central time zone. Okay, got it. All right, perfect. Okay, so let me look at, for some reason, the email. Okay, I got it. Oh, hold on a second. I got it. Let's see what happened. Okay, the email is mdpropertyservices@yahoo.com?
Yes. It's Mike Delta, mdpropertyservices@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right, and your physical property, your physical address, what's your address, please?
14715
mm-hmm.
West 225th Avenue,
okay.
Lowell, Indiana.
Okay, zip code?
46356.
Got it, perfect, okay, awesome. Let's take this promotion. We're going to do the Google only. $199 a month. That it's month to month, no commitment, no long-term contract, no. Moving forward, hold on a second. Okay. All right, we got that settled. Okay, perfect. All righty, Mark. So the business name that's going to show up in first page of Google is going to be MD Property Services. Is that correct?
It's actually M&D. M&D. The M&D.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. Got that. Okay. All right. Yeah, can you spell your last name again one more time, please?
W-O-L-G-E-M-U-T-H.
G-H, G as in George, H as in Harry?
M-T-H.
Oh, T-H, got it. That's what happened. I just saved it and kicked it out. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Alrighty. So do you want to put the $199 on your business card or your personal card? Visa, MasterCard, America Express, or Discovery card? Which one, sir?
Well, I'll put it on a business card, but I'm going to have to either call you back or you're going to have to call me back because I got to get back to my desk.
Are you driving right now?
I'm out.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. What time do you want me to call you back?
Just should be,
Mark, what's
I
a good time?
Be back there by 5. So I should be back
five?
There by 5, so 3 o'clock your time.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Perfect. Perfect. I'll call you back at 3 o'clock your time at your number, 219-712-7712.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. I'll email you and also text you my information so you have that as well. Perfect. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. And we'll touch base this afternoon. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.